Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Kent Graham right here in our operations area. The time is 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. The latest information on Hurricane Sally, we just got the latest advisory out. The wind's still 80 miles an hour, still moving now north. So turn towards that north, but still 2 miles an hour. So still not moving very fast. 85 miles south of Mobile, Alabama is the current location. So let's start off with the radar and really can see where the center is. This center of the storm, and starting to see some of the heavy rain. We've been seeing these rain bands repetitively go over these same areas. So right around the center, you can see these rain bands providing some torrential rainfall for areas around the Alabama coast, but also the Florida Panhandle. And all these rain bands have been stretching over the same areas for most of the day. So, you know, getting that rain could be the possibility of some tornadoes in some of these rain bands as well. So here is the latest advisory. It looks like we're still the slow movement. It's the story of the entire storm here, and that's compounding some of the issues we have associated with the impacts. But when you start to see this wind field, it's a little larger, especially on that left-hand portion. So, you know, you start having those tropical storm force winds that can stretch out well away from the center in portions of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Yeah, you have also the coastal Mississippi area, the Mississippi coast over to Alabama, even the Florida Panhandle there. You can see some of those tropical storm force winds. So the story is very slow currently right here, and we're just not moving very fast. I mean, at 2 miles an hour to the north, we're not going to get anywhere quickly. So by tomorrow morning, just off the coast, somewhere right in there, if you look at the cone, somewhere coastal Alabama over to the Florida Panhandle, we'll see some sort of landfall. But again, those impacts stretch well out from the center. Now with time, right there, tomorrow afternoon, barely moving away from the coast, 1 a.m. on Thursday, still in portions of South Alabama, 1 p.m. on Thursday, right on the Alabama-Georgia line. So moving so slowly. And as a result of that slow movement, the rainfall forecast, just torrential, dangerous rainfall in a lot of these areas. Let's look at some of these really high totals right around the Alabama coast over to the Florida Panhandle. Look at some of these values, 10 to 20 inches of rain right in there. In fact, there is indications of getting over 20 inches of rain in some of these areas. So just a dangerous situation. Treacherous travel, I-10, I-65 into Alabama. And it's not just the coast. If you follow our track moving towards the north, you can almost see it. That's about what we traced as a track just a little bit ago on our latest forecast. You can see where that rain, not just coastal, but you can see some of that move from the Florida Panhandle, the Alabama coast, but even portions of central Alabama over Montgomery into even Georgia, the Atlanta metro area, and even to western South Carolina. Just torrential rainfall in some of these areas. So a dangerous situation for travel. Really pay attention to those warnings when they're issued and make sure you stay safe in this situation. The other part of this is really looking at some of the storm surge. That prolonged wind, I mean, it's just not moving very fast. So you have a long time to push that water into these areas. Still looking at storm surge around 3 to 5 foot around the Mississippi-Alabama border, Dauphin Island 4 to 6, even Mobile Bay 4 to 6 feet of storm surge. So a dangerous storm surge situation, dangerous rain. It's good to be safe and take precautions with Hurricane Sally. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.